Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ndobozi.
And by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No Musumba Bible.
And our Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyeria mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wakatondo omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Usinzira mbuweleza buno.
We based in this ministry.
Obwoku manya katondo okujude.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ati okwongera okutusaako.
And to move rich unto you.
Ekitundu ekyekumi n'omusanvu.
Part 17.
Ekyokuzza obujja.
Of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on to see the Holy Spirit in His fullness in the scriptures of truth, which bring us worship God in spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we got proved all the Holy Scriptures.
They
were passed through the seven spirits of God. And the God be purified to be able to help us worship God in spirit and truth. When we saw Revelations 1 verse 4, which come from the one who was, who is, and who is to be, which come from the seven spirits of God. And when we analyze the Psalms 12 verses 6, and he said the words of God, they are pure words. As gold and silver, tested seven times in fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we saw the fullness of the Holy Spirit who appears in the tongues of fire. In Revelation chapter 4, verses 5, and we saw the seven spirits of God. In Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2, we saw the names of the seven spirits, where there is spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, where the spirit of knowledge, where the spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. And we began to see the way these holy scriptures, they were passed through seven spirits of God, and they got to be purified. Now in this
aspect,
we move on to concluding to see the way holy scriptures,
they
were passed through the spirit of the Lord, to bring to glorify God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
yes,
Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit,
the
Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we've seen many things, and we last ended when we're able to see God, understand God, God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And out of Him came God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord. And we saw that they have the same image.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Some scriptures we put emphasis on. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. When God the Father spoke that, He spoke to God the Word, whom we know as the Son, even God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, that let us make man in our image and our likeness. We were able to get to understand that God the Father is the one true God, the one God, the Father of all. Is one out of Him came God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus, even the God of the Spirit.
And
so many things concern them. Now this day, we want to see God where He sits. God where He sits. That is the Father. And the Word whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whom we call Spirit of the Lord, in their responsibilities, even their speech. Sure.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have said, we want to see God where He sits. He is the Father.
Chigambo.
The word,
whom
we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And their responsibilities, even their speech. Sure.
That
we can understand well what we worship. Yes. What we worship, get to understand it in the depth.
When
your voice to take a praise and the worship. And know that now the Father sits here and Him, His responsibilities are these ones and His speech is this one. Sure. Yes. You've written that heading. Look well in the book of your neighbor and see whether you have written well the heading. We have said the heading is like this. We see where God sits. That is our Father. The word whom we know as the Son. Even the Holy Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord, and their responsibilities, even their speech. Sure. Now it means when you praise that now God the Father, you know where He sits, you know His responsibilities, you know His speech. For His image, you understood it. Sure. When you reach in and you worship God, praise the God, the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and you know where He sits, you know His responsibilities, you know His speech. Those two, you have noted them well. Yes. When we reach to praise God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, you know how He spreads everywhere.
And
you know He sits in every place. And you know how He spreads everywhere. You know His responsibilities. And you know His speech. Sure. The praise, speak that you are Holy Spirit. My. And you know well where He sits. You know it's important to know of your God, His responsibilities. Yes. And you know where He sits. You know His responsibilities. You know His speech. Yes. Going to give you a sample before we go much in there. You know our Lord Jesus. When He was speaking in John chapter 4, verse 22 to 23, He spoke these words. John chapter 4, verses 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Yes. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. Didn't understand well God? You understood Him, God the Father. Understood God the Word. Know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Understood God the Spirit. Whom we call the Holy Spirit. Or Spirit of the Lord. Or Spirit of God. Or Spirit of Christ. Understood even their image. Now a time has come. You understand where they sit, their responsibilities, even their speech. Yes. Lest you worship what you do not know. You know, many times,
you
don't know a person where they sit, where they live, may not have meaningful words. May not take a praise worthy to them. Yes. May not worship them as they are. That is piece of Job, chapter 23. And he said like this. Job chapter 23, verses 1. Then Job answered and said, verse
2.
Even today my complaint is bitter. My hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. Verse 3.
Singa manje nyizo kumulabira. Singa nyizo kutuka na wali entebe ye.
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seats. Verse 4.
Nandirira nyize songa yange mumasoge. Nenjiza kamwa kange ensonga yange.
I would order my cause before him. And fill my mouth with arguments. Yes.
Agamba singa manye chifo.
If I do,
where exactly go?
Where exactly mukama watu la?
Ne manja. Bigambo bidi bidi.
Let's repeat the verse 3.
Yobu esule yabili mwesato, nolu nyiriri uruksato.
Job 23 verses 3.
Singa manyije nyizo kumulabira. Singa nyiza okutuka na wali entebe ye.
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat.
Akamba, just singa manyikari.
Just I know where I can find him.
Step esoka ya kusoka kumanya.
To know.
Wow.
Where?
Singera chisoboka. If
it's possible, I reach on the throne.
Kati njagala step esoka.
I want the first step.
Atura wa.
Where does he sit?
Wajabera.
Where is he found?
Kasi naba kuyinza kugenda kuna murondo.
I can't go be able to reach the throne.
At least kare nawe
ligambo. I will release
what's underneath. Waguru waguru. Ame chawandikiwa. Mwiyobu esura bilimu amunana. Onyo abilimu sepa kabili munya. Oshijira waguru waguru. Nora mamuguri yona. Kukutendereza.
I praise you.
Amen.
Voice who lifts goes to him. That's why they say,
praise
the Lord with a loud voice.
For
you don't know where he sits. You said, we praise you. No. What means?
This
is where we don't know where he sits. You sing things not worthy. Because perhaps would have lifted, taken you to the throne. The minutes of praise. The minutes of worship.
Yet,
give the direction of your worship. Has nowhere it's heading to. You know our God is not in specific direction. No. You know where he sits, where he bears. To reign in the heavens and earth. And you
said
a praise. Jesus said you praise him. We praise you.
In the heavens
you seated. You reign heavens and earth.
But
let me first ask you. As you answer your neighbor.
May
I ask you answer your neighbor.
Always
reach to speak a praise out. Unto Christ. You
were
speaking to him out. In how many meters?
I ask,
you answer your neighbor.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's
important you understand there. And then you feel words. And you know the greatness of a person. Of that honorable person. Sure. You know, here on the world, when you know I'm going to this person's office, you order yourself. Now here in Uganda, usually use Luganda language.
Office
go to his English speaking. You first go aside and do a rehearsal.
I don't, okay.
Okay?
Yes.
You are rehearsing how you will speak when you arrive there. President.
Mr. President.
President.
I have come now. So,
you are in rehearsing. Because you know, one, you're going to meet how he is. Now you, God, you just bump on him for you don't know his greatness. Let us finish this verse.
Job chapter 23, verse
3.
Singa manje nyizo kumulabira. Singa nyizo kutuka na wali entebe ye.
Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Verse 4.
Nandirira nyize ensonga yange mumaso ge. Ninjuza kamwa kange ensonga.
I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Yes. Right there, you're going to prepare yourself. One, I'm going to sing off. I'm going to sing off. The Father in heaven, Jesus the Savior, my man. There I sing the Father in heaven, above the heaven, Jesus the Savior, in the flood heavens, the Holy Spirit who guides us, who spreads everywhere.
Katinza abera atenda mulize banchi
ma. Please within me I know.
Each
I go in their hierarchy. Yes, slowly downwards.
Osobera no kuyimbira dalo obulungi.
You can even sing very well.
Chokugezemu awola.
You try there and you see.
Kereza amune iba
awola. Try with your neighbor.
Tugamengo liwa kuyimbira mu kitafu
eri wangu. The Father above the heavens.
Royimba ruange yimbo
ola. Don't sing my own, you sing yours. May God give you own now and you sing your own song. Jesus given you sing in the third heaven where he sits. You've sung God the Father, you're worthy.
You're
the Father, you're worthy. Where he is
this
priest's voice, I cannot listen, I can't hear.
To go to John and
Revelation. Come up here. Let's read Revelation 4 and you see.
He's
singing from far as if he's within a calabash in there. Revelation chapter 4 from verse 1.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo nendaba era laba olujjo oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'eri yakagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano.
After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Yes. I heard a voice like of a trumpet. Son, right, come up here.
You need
down here singing as joking.
Youngest among whom Sukurida.
Chris voice, I can't listen, I don't hear.
Kadoroko will do it at Chigada.
Because always
you are a beauty and a beauty. Youngest among
increase the voice.
Those
I see on the microphone there.
No one can rule.
I'll be the pulpit.
Neri,
I'll tell you. There's nothing like that. I'm going to chase you. The one you
see,
don't the place where he sits. Even his responsibility, you've not understood it. Even his speech, you do not know him. You have failed to hear what he demands of you.
You be God's.
You see
the
year you're just singing? That is why you say.
What did Omwago not respecting
you? Go to your mouth, you respected yearning. More than singing for God.
Oh yeah.
Do you the whole of it like that? When you reach to sing and you just mean at opening it.
Who
has ever yawned before? You yawned before. Anyone here was never yawned? But you respect yawning. It has to finish all its demarcation like that. The whole mouth.
They say, sing,
because open the whole mouth. I'm still introducing.
And
it's the last day. I'm not showing you where he sits. I'm still showing you where it is required of you to know there. But what is God? If you start to worship him, what is God? For the people who ask in Job, who is the Almighty that we serve him? But to understand the speciality of him, is it not that?
Not
many times when you are praising, the Gentiles, they say, you do not know God. They are right at the side.
And
say, if I dare get saved, I can sing. Praise God.
They're
born against a joking.
They still ask
what he is, if they can't understand. And they come here, you'll see him sing.
Job chapter 21, verse
14.
Nti era na ye ne bagamba Katonda nti tuveeko kubanga kitwegomba kumanya makubogo.
Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not to know. We desire not the knowledge of your ways. Verse 15.
Omuyinza w'ebintu byonna kyeki fe tumuweereze. Era bwe tumusabanga.
What is the Almighty that we should serve him, and what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Verse
16.
Lo, their prosperity is not in their hands. The counsel of the wicked is far from me.
But
those who do not fear God,
you
don't want to know his ways. Because those who say they know them, they are always ashaming him. But then the other, who is he that we serve him? Try, can we understand him more than that?
They
come on, you will praise him today.
Ask
to what concern him, you do not know them. You see, that's why you familiarize him. We want to know him. See how praise gets out of us. But the word God, it is not his name. That is his responsibility. Yes. Because when he speaks in Jeremiah 10 verse
11,
he said that Jeremiah chapter 10, verse
11. Mbamu bagamba nti bakatonda abatakola gulu nansi abobali bulamunsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes.
Omanyi Katonda.
You know God.
Yitegeze Katonda
God. It means one who created heavens and earth.
No,
even their fullness.
Katiba na abeyita.
Now this who they never created heavens and earth.
Those
we do not want to even know them. They will never be under these heavens. They have to fall in hell and the lake of fire. Now it is like this. If you have not yet known, that you worship God, let it enter in it, understand God, what does it mean? It means one who created heavens and earth. First, think of the entire heavens.
There
are even heavens you have not yet seen. But look to the heavens which is even the earth with the fullness. Look at the designs in there and think how is worthy of the praise. Is it not that you think how he is worthy of the praise? What have I said? You have to know where God sits. You have to know his responsibility. And you have to know his speech. For not knowing where he sits, cause you not to glorify him the way it's required. Never know his responsibility till that brings that. It's not to hear his voice.
It's
not to know what it demands of you. Is it not that? For when we have a date, we are not obliged to the bodies, but we are obliged to the spirit. When God, we are indebted to him. But before I speak of that much, Revelations 2 verse 7, as he speaks these words. Revelations chapter 2 verse 7. Revelations 2 verse 7.
Alinokutu, awulireo moyo chagambe kanisa. Awangula ndi muwo kulya ku mutiyo gw'obulamu okuli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Yes. You know, if you have an ear, not say these physical ears.
Shigano.
Not this physical ear. The spiritual ear.
That's
on you, the original, as the spirit.
Which
divides these holes. These are not ears. These are holes. These are holes. The original ear is on your spirit. That's why there's no dead body which can hear. Yet as if it has ears physically.
Eh?
Dead bodies, can they hear? Did they not have physical ears? But when I speak, I think these are not the ears. These just bring out the real ears.
Sure.
Image of the real ear. It's upon you, the spirit. But always, in the John 10, the sheep of God, they hear his voice and he leads them into that he wants. Now it's very bad that you want to sing for God, you want to praise God, yet you cannot hear him, you do not know his speech. Those things are very bad, for he can tell you that change it, I don't want it like that, and you constantly say, demons, I cancel you. Now, do you see? You may cancel God. And you don't know how he speaks. John chapter 10, verses 1.
Daladala mbagamba nti aita mu mulyango ngayingira mu kisibo kyendiga. Nayali nti ngayingira mu kisibo kyendiga. Nayali linyira alirinyirira walala oyo ye mubbi.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Verse
2.
But he that enters in the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3.
Oyo omugazi amuggulirawo, n'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi, aziyita endiga za mannya.
To him the keeper, the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. Verse
4.
And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
5.
And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Yes. You know the voice of the Lord your God. Whether the Father or the word we know as the Son or the Holy Spirit. All the rest you do not need to know them. When you hear it's not among those voices. Whether it is passed through an angel, whether it is passed in the prophecy, and you hear it's not of the Father, you hear it's not of the Son, you hear it's not of the Holy Spirit, do not waste time, you reject it. I don't want to waste my time. Now the sheep of God, we say God is our shepherd. Yes, he is our shepherd and is our Father and is the Word, even the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have to hear his voice. It means many times we've heard and hearkened to strangers, the robbers, the other gods who never quit heaven and earth, who do not have responsibilities. This one will say, other gods never quitted heaven and earth, they have no responsibilities. They are thieves, they are murderers, they destroy. God who never quit heaven and earth, what responsibility does he have? Because we who are in heavens and earth, we need the heavens and earth where we shall live. If you fail to create heaven and earth where we shall live, which responsibility do you have? Like a father who has not where your children live. You don't even have their mother. Now why did you birth them? You are a thief. You have understood? God who never quit heaven and earth, they have no responsibilities. They are foolish. Dafted gods who have not any meaning here. I want them to create another heaven elsewhere in the earth. Whether in which place, I don't know. But not in the heavens and earth which are. They prove them to be gods. If you move to worship God, you first know that you worship God who created heaven and earth, the God with responsibilities. Now that demons, look at them. Old man and new old woman are on demons which have not responsibility, which need to build hearts for them. You worship them. How dare you go corrupted to that extent? They have no responsibility even to build hearts for themselves. Demons are responsible for them. We build. We don't ask for gods. We rear our own. Even if they have no responsibility, I'm begging. Give me a white hen. Those fools. They're not even beggars. We don't know what we can categorize them. That they beat you, did build a heart for them. They have no responsibility. They go to heaven and earth told us, heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Which house can you build for me? He's responsible. And once you worship God, you worship a God of responsibility.
And night.
You know, a responsible God, he first knows that I'm going to create. My people, where are they going to live? I create heaven, the entire heavens, even the earth. I put there things needed. If I ask offerings from them, I ask composers of giving them, they give me as the child gives back to the father. But you come, you are a demon that you did a god. When you died, how many did you leave behind? Those you left behind, was it not our inheritance? Was it your words, why come for them? For a wise man, you've come for them.
God,
you are not responsible. We're tired of them. And we push them in hell. They wait for judgment. They cast the lake of fire. Every time that you cut coats when you look in this direction, that God is not responsible at all. Why not cut all goats he sees in the fields out there for himself? The responsible God, when
he offered sacrifice
of sheep and goats, he said, I don't want them. I've given my son. I am responsible. Born again. A responsible God like that one.
Amen.
I may end
when we've not seen where they sit even. At least you've gotten enlightenment. Me too, I have to leave a lock within you. The old person gets you by their foot. And this ancient elder is the father.
But
gods who have no responsibilities. So what we need is not the place where they sit,
their
thrones and their greatness. Responsibilities. Yes. Jesus has responsibilities.
And
entire God created heavens and earth.
He
did end on that.
He
came to
see
the lost sheep like me.
No,
you see God the Spirit. He was sent heaven and earth were created.
Oh, you know,
he is God. He's responsible. He said, you know, if I've created them, they need to always be renewed. He remained on the mission. He's the responsible God. Yes. When I read
Zaburi
Psalm 104 verse
1,
he sent his spirit that created to renew the face of the earth. Yes. God is responsible.
He knows
if you cut your nail, it needs to grow again. He renews it. And then we look nice. You see, he's a responsible God.
Yes, you
praise
mean.
Jesus
so,
much.
We know Kubanga to round them Okuri the devil's diaco. Twitter go Kubanga to the devil's diacatona.
We need to hear the voice of the Lord our God.
When the gazes will read,
for his sheep they hear his voice.
Now,
in the world, there are many kinds of voices. If you don't know that of God,
then
it will be hard for you to worship him very well. Speak with you that today I need this and these songs, and you don't hear him. And you play whatever you want. You wait, this one you bring another.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
in the First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 9 and 10,
Agamba
he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 14, verses 9. So likewise you, except you utter by the tongue what is it to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. Verse 10.
There are,
it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Yes. Many kinds of voices. They have their meaning, each one of them. Now, among those voices, we have voices we want to hear. Of our shepherd God. He's the Father.
He's
been his word, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit. Right there, we are on sure deal. We have had the good shepherd. Praise Jesus much. You know, issues of the Lord, they are there. This is
basically
the 1 Corinthians chapter
8.
That in the words, there are many lords and gods.
But
we need to understand ours in speech. Is that truthful?
No.
You speak with your brethren, ask them. Is it true we understand the speech of God?
Oh,
has not meaning, we just keep moving. God has spoken, we just go. You know, there are some people.
And
listen now. The things of God. He speaks like this.
You give us
God, the one speaking, let's just keep moving with every voice. No. God who never created heaven and earth, we are not going to listen to them, for they have no responsibilities. They say the sun falls in the mud. That's no responsibility. He does not know even the sun, its rotations. I should have made research on things of the living God and speaks like someone who has made the research. God spoke in the Quran like that. That the sun goes downwards.
Even
the scientists took up the things of God. He came out, he said it's rotating all the days.
Ended
up to be understanding more than the other God in one way or the other. The living God, he told us, he put in the firmament of heaven.
So
and they don't fall down. Now they are gods. No. They have no responsibilities. They speak things not right.
In fact,
a God when he speaks,
you
wonder their understanding.
Let's say,
if I find Jesus, and say, I want to build a big church, and it's 10,000 seater church. First look at that Jesus. I put him on the weigh scale. I see he is lacking. I say, you Jesus, you say Matthew 24, verses 1 downwards,
not
don't remain on the other. And you told us, we are your church, you are going to come back for us.
Ephesians,
forgotten in your servant you spoke, Apostle Paul, Ephesians 5, 22-31,
you said,
at the church you died for, that come back for without spot nor wrinkle. And you tell me, build what? You speak again, God, I hear very well. God, I've seen many times. And those are hearts who sent people. And I weighed them.
And
that God, I understand more than him thousands of times. For a God who tells you, go wash your mouth. Wash in the ears, even in the baths. You come, you're clean now, you pray to me. Slack. I know people have filth
no
in their hearts.
Even
the Muganda knows the people have filth in their hearts.
That God faced all
that filth is not bathed with water. Water from the well, but we water in the word.
You
know that God who speaks like that.
Mm.
If after he turns against you, if there's no water, you bath yourself with the mud which is there. Dust.
There
are some goats speak like that.
That
some goats speak like that. And they commanded it to their people. What are you?
But no.
That he refused them to eat pig, pork. He said, if you are hungry and you are so hungry and it's what is available, what a God. Those are of God's, not of our living God.
We wow.
God created heaven
and earth. He showed out all their goods. That is the only wise God. For a God who forgets,
he
told us to pray in his name.
He sent
us in the name of Mary.
You
say you God.
In John
14, 14 and
15,
you left say we pray through your name Jesus. And now the name of Mary. No. What is wrong with you, God? You said you do not change. Now you changed. He told us
it's
only name in the heavens and earth which gives salvation.
And
after he tells us that those saints, Matia Ruanga, Saint Matia Ruanga, if you pray in the name of that saint, might. I see that God is a bit dafted. It needs to be aligned. Bring him sit in full knowledge that he studies and reads.
Now you
move to understand the God we worship. Praise Jesus much. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
1
Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5. For though there be those called gods, whether in heavens or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many.
Verse 6.
But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him.
Verse 7.
But there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with cautious about the idol, and unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscious, being weak, is defiled. Yes. There are many lords, the gods who didn't create heaven and earth, but unto us, for they don't have a responsibility. We have one God the Father. Out of came God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus.
And
of the two came God the Spirit,
whom
we know as the Holy Spirit,
or
Spirit of the Lord,
or
the Spirit of God, or Spirit of Christ. Now those, they are one we want to know. Where do they sit? Now we want to first see the Father. Where the Father sits. What is his responsibilities? And how is his speech? God the Father. Where does he sit? What is his responsibilities?
And
how is his speech?
Aha. Bandange. Yes,
praise Jesus, my. I do not want you to speak about false things on God. In the Isaiah chapter
48,
God says there are times we speak of him things not right.
We
don't know where and where. Even how his responsibility is. Yes. Let us see.
Isaiah chapter 48,
verses 1.
Muulire kino mwe nyumba ya Yakobo, abatumibwa erinnya lya Isirayiri, era abavudde mu mazzi ga Yuda, abalayira erinnya lya Mukama, era abogera Katonda wa Isirayiri, naye si mu mazima, so si mu butuukirivu.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Yes.
You
know, you can speak of God. What you speak of is not of truth. They are not in righteousness. Now it's the same thing. You can be praising God.
What
praise of him is on the right hand, and he's on the left. Expects you to be here on the other side.
He's
changed on this side, you are on the opposite. Now it is like this. There are many people who release praise. But the way they direct them, direct them to a king, is in his palace. They imagine like the Queen of England, and she's on the throne. Sure. Let me first ask, as you answer your neighbor, if you, as you praised before, what comes in the mind as you praise God? What image you get? Inside you. You speak to your brethren. What comes in you?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I will not tell you what pastor told me. He said it those seasons before. Not all. This, we've not spoken of the old. It's very alarming. But the word worship, praising God in the spirit and truth,
it's
what goes far. I think you've seen it.
I have
not yet reached the middle of it. In these days we have studied. It takes you to know many things in your life. You know, Bible goes to say, praise him in his majesty. Sing of his majesty. This is in Isaiah 24. But you think, how can you do when you don't know it? Many words speak of him. Praise him in his majesty, in his honor, which is sweet. Sweet indeed. You're going to see all those words. You will reach and you understand them.
There's
a point you have to pray, praise. Lord, you have mighty men, the angels, and you go before him and you show how angels fly away and you demonstrate the word, the rest remain in you.
There are others
which think of how he created them. Brings you out of you, come an amazing praise. Anytime you sing, you sing not in his greatness.
Anytime
you sing angels, and you're just following, you don't have order, rightful imagination. But if you sing angels and you remember
Isaiah
54, 16, 17, created his craftsmen,
you are great.
Evangelist begins to wonder. But you say, where is he getting all that wonder?
You
don't feel it because you don't think. You don't go in spirit.
The praise is not where you go in spirit.
But you going in the spirit means to close your eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
You close your eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shit,
yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
that situation, very bad, he praised the Lord before. The Father is above the heavens. First of all, think he's right above all the heavens. And he bypasses the beginning. And he goes into the everlasting. Ephesians 4 verse 6 begin tell you those words. And it says this. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
Katonda omu kitawe wa bonna ali waguru wa byonna ayita mu byonna era ali ne mu mwe mwenna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Yes. We have one God, Father of all. He is above all. You pass through all the heavens. Go out of planet Earth. Pass the stars. Enter the first heaven in the city of God. Pass through it. Enter heaven with all the heavens. Pass through it. Pass the
third
heaven, the paradise of God.
At
the throne of Christ.
Move
above the heavens at the beginning. Past the beginning. Go to everlasting. There is where he sits. If we
reap
the praise or a worship,
your name, Father,
you throw it. Yeah, those who are in the studio, and I'm going to back the music. I disappear.
If the Spirit is spread everywhere.
Yes.
I see everywhere spirits.
That's why I told you we've not made praise here. We're going to fly. And you fly with your voice. Out.
Those who ask,
how shall we be turned into other people? We've begun to draw close to that aspect. We've drawn close to him. Where does he sit? First, lift the voice. The Father is in heaven. Hi. Voices are going to vary
round
as they keep varying in your singing. For the increased loud in you, increase increases to where you headed to. Right there, the spirit gets down and it turns you to another person.
nirutandika oyimba nga buli
alioabalinaendwadde
bonaesia ŋenda kutyuninga
kuwaomwoyo
wa
mukamaakanga
otenda
katondaamina
omanye okutuuka eri
osooka
n'olisimbula wano
n'omanya
gwe ŋŋamba asukka
ensi
n'olyambusa mu
munyeomanya
oti watuula gwe ŋŋamba
n'oliisa
muguwano taliwo Simba gito ni agaya gira sumulula
kakia.
But
he says he's going to lose that. How long is he
joking in that? Let's
read the verse 9.
Ephesians 4
verse
9
and 10. You need to
write
ascend through all the heavens in your singing if you are to sing of the Father. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sigera kweta agisanga bogama ndikati sawa ya tendo chitafu.
This time of praising the Father.
My
my. You climb ascend.
Osoka noka.
You first descend.
Munmarobo osiko.
In the voices.
Kwanga yagendo kulinya nya ya soka na.
He first descended.
Na simbura.
Nalinya.
Nalinya. Nalinya.
Ascended.
Up. Wakuru wagu.
Above the heavens.
Paka mbuta gwa.
Up to the everlasting. Let's read Ephesians, we see.
Abefeso esule yokuna n'olunyiriro lw'omwenda.
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigamba ki wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Verse 10.
Eyaka ereye uye yalinya waguru ennyo okusinga eguru lyonna alyokato kirize byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he may fill all things.
He
yasoka
nakka.
He first descended.
Nanda muna alinya.
Then ascended.
Father, you are holy.
Holy
you are.
Holy
you are.
More high.
You are. Aya basi. Unaimba gwendo.
You have not yet sung.
Uliwe nabagamba tumunaimba.
Before when I told you I've not yet sung, you got angered of me.
Nimuga amanyi ganogo.
Said all the strength we've put in.
Umanyi boruko yimba ko kitafenolo
wotanya atura. Think of the Father, you think of where he sits.
Osoka no dusama robozi mwesi yona.
First one voice in the whole world.
Nuga jayo nuga mushani gafuruka mwesi.
Send them out of planet Earth.
Nuga shamu munyenya.
Put them in the stars.
Nuziga munyambe
ko banana. Tell them help me.
Kubandi twale ri
kitafenolo. I take it to the Father this voice. And you launch fire. Nuga
mchibuka chaka.
Reach the seed of God.
Nuga ba malaika mungati
leko. Join on.
Ay 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 ay. Ha, obolia wo.
As you are there.
Ngakugamba.
He tells you.
Wali waizo kunekweka.
No one can hide from me.
Mwana wange. Wange.
I've seen you my son. Walk on.
Umanyimba ndi kugondi kumizinda ro
ngayimba. You know, when I'm the microphone.
Mulilanga ngamba. Ngulida.
I have heard you.
I'm bulida.
I have heard you.
Yes.
Oli mutukufu. Oli mutukufu.
Ay 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 ay. Ayogera bwati mu Yeremia
kanabe. He speaks this in Jeremiah.
Yeremia 23.
Jeremiah 23.
Yeremiya esula eyabiri mwesatu n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Jeremiah 23 verse 23.
Nze ndi Katonda ali okumpi, bw'ayogera Mukama. So siri Katonda ali ewala.
Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?
Olunyo olwabiri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Waliwo ayinza okwekweka mu bifo eby'ekyama ne simulaba, bw'ayogera Mukama. Sijjula eggulu n'ensi, bw'ayogera Mukama.
Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? God who is far,
yet
in being far, he draws you to himself. He says,
it
engulfs the heavens. It's all within him. What can I compare it to? Now do like this.
Heaven
and the earth which are in God the Father,
they
are like a baby in the womb of a woman.
He
fills them is up there. No one can hide from him. Want to seek for him there. Seek me as I can be found. In the praise we seek him. We throw praise to him.
Far.
They say, I've seen you.
Basically
Job
28:24.
I see through all heaven and earth. Increase the praise. But I think we shall start from there. I cannot go beyond here. But we have a program, it's always going to move like this. If I want to finish this, we have to go see the words where
you
see the responsibility, yet we cannot handle them now. And we see the spirit. And the way we have to sing for them in different ways. But our program will be like this. This week we are going to rest up to Saturday. We shall come back here on Sunday on the 9th hour.
Which area naddako?
The next week.
Kumande toja.
Monday don't come.
Uroko bili toja.
Tuesday don't come.
Diango. Kuroko satu.
Come on Wednesday.
Uroko na.
Thursday.
Uroko
and Friday.
Tusome. Enteka teka za katonde izo mugundo.
We study the standard strategies of God.
Izo tukiriza revival na okuzo vujo kwe bintu.
For fulfilling revival and restoration of all things.
Kusande.
On Sunday.
Orwe guro.
In the evening.
Chiregeza uromu kaga atoje.
It means don't come Saturday.
Ize na kwesa tuza kusoma standard.
Those 3 days to study standard strategies.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Iyo gena siga nunga tuche asoma.
We shall remain studying restoration of true worshippers. May God bless you. Let's welcome the choir to take us on.